Democratic senators want to let teenagers get over-the-counter testosterone shots. By Spencer Lindquist on September 20, 2022. Senators Elizabeth Warren, DMA, and Ed Markey, DMA, are urging Joe Biden's deputies to offer the body-changing testosterone hormone to a wide range of people, such as depressed teenage girls. The two Democrats requested that federal agencies loosen restrictions on testosterone so that transgender people can access it more easily, according to an exclusive report from the 19th. The media outlet is sponsored by the Planned Parenthood Federation of America, Pfizer, CVS Health, and various other entities in the healthcare space. The letter asks officials to let companies sell the hormone over the counter, instead of through pharmacies and doctors. The senators asked the Health and Human Services Department, plus the Justice Department and Drug Enforcement Administration, what steps they have taken to reclassify testosterone status as a controlled substance, according to the report. The letter goes on to contend that doing so would align with the Biden administration's goals to further LGBTQ+ rights and transgender Americans' access to gender-affirming care. The senators also urge U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland to consider using his authority to adjust testosterone status within the Controlled Substances Act or remove it altogether, the letter states. The outlet reported that Markey was motivated to send the letter after seeing states introduce anti-trans bills across the country to ban gender-affirming care for trans youth, which would primarily affect puberty-blocking hormones plus treatment regimens of testosterone or estrogen. There's clearly efforts that are percolating all across the country. And so I think it's important for the federal government to stand up, Markey said. Numerous reports from Breitbart News have established that pharmaceutical companies have often been behind the push to normalize child transgenderism. AbbVie Pharmaceuticals, for example, sponsored an organization called the Gender Cool Project. The organization seeks to secure high-profile media appearances for youth who identify as transgender. Meanwhile, multiple doctors who run gender clinics have received financial compensation from AbbVie Pharmaceuticals and Endo Pharmaceuticals for consulting. Another report from Breitbart News revealed that several surgical clinics that perform sex change operations sponsored a conference that sought to normalize child sex change attempts. Spencer Lindquist is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SpencerLNDQST and reach out at Lindquist@Breitbart.com.